Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we'll deliver some garden news, talk about some more extension news, and remind everyone what's coming up on our extension calendar, like the McPherson County Wheat Plot Tour coming this Friday. But first, did you know that All Schools Day began in 1914 in McPherson County, Kansas, as a community celebration honoring 8th grade graduates, created to unite students, teachers, and families? It has grown into one of Kansas's largest traditions, and over the years, All School Day has grown into a cherished tradition celebrating the talents, achievements, and spirits of our students. And with my extension news, and with the warmer days of spring and summer, KSRE cautions against a small mite that is likely to give you a less pleasing seasonal fun. Chiggers are active beginning in April, and they are usually found in areas of unmanaged vegetation, as well as parks, golf courses, sports fields, and other grassy areas. The larvae attach themselves to humans, pets, and other animals. Follow these tips to protecting yourself against the chiggers. Avoid walking into areas with tall grass and weeds. Do not sit, lay down, or walk barefoot in areas that may harbor them. Insert pant legs underneath your socks. Mow turf grass regularly and remove extensive vegetation such as brush, shrubs, grass, and weeds. Wash clothes using a hot water wash and rinse to kill chiggers that may be attached to your clothing. And consult a physician about product that can be used to relieve the discomfort and itching. For hot topics that have come into the extension office this week, they are musk thistle ID and treatment, pear and oak tree questions, cedar tree root rot, longevity of preen in the ground, downy brome in yards, cash rent price per acre on pasture rent, and winter kill on boxwood shrubs. In my garden news, now that storm season is upon us, protecting our garden is a priority. Here are some tips on how to protect and recover gardens from severe weather damage. In heavy rains, the force of rainfall pounding on the soil can result in a thick crust that prevents seed emergence and partially blocks oxygen from reaching the roots. A shallow cultivation with a rotary hoe or other tool can break up the crust soil. KSRE cautions using deep tilling as it could damage young tender roots. For standing water cuts off oxygen to the roots, which can result in plant damage if it doesn't drain quickly enough. Plants can sometimes handle 24 hours of standing water, but hot weather following a rainfall can cause the plants to become hot enough to cook the plants. There isn't much that can be done about this unless a channel can be dug to allow the water to drain. Getting the water to not stand in the garden can be very beneficial. For hail damaged plants should recover quickly, as long as only the leaves were damaged. If stems and fruit were damaged, the situation may become much more serious. The plant can recover from a few bruises, but if it looks like the plants were mowed down, replanting may be in order. And for leaning plants, either wind or water can cause the plants to lean. They should start to straighten after a few days. KSRE does not recommend trying to bend them back, as the plants often break easily. In my wheat news, the McPherson County Wheat Plot Tour will be this Friday, May 16th, starting in Marquette, and then we will move to a noon meal sponsored by MKC at their Mound Ridge Training Center. At 1 o'clock, we will be at the Golly Plot north of Mound Ridge, and will be ending at Inman. Tina Sullivan, assistant professor and KSRE specialist, will be discussing wheat varieties and the disease pressures we should be monitoring here in central Kansas. Plan to come to one of our three county wheat plots on May 16th. In our community news, the Mound Ridge Farmers Market has started and is open from 8 to 11 at 406 West Cole Street in Mound Ridge. Look for their market day information on Facebook, What's Happening in Mound Ridge. If you haven't stopped by the Mound Ridge Market, plan to this coming Saturday. On our extension calendar, Teach and Taste is set for May 14th, starting at 6:30 here at the Extension Office Meeting Room. Come learn a new recipe for your family to enjoy this Wednesday night. It's also time to sign up your youngsters for the Farm Safety Day Camp, which is set for June 4th this year. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension Office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions.